And I basically just had to think and write things down and mull things over in my head and basically just come up with the best decision, because I really don't want to balls up again. A few of you will know about some of the decisions on which I have ballsed up. Most of you won't, but it has happened. Just trust me, okay? It has happened. And I will be the first to admit it. In the past, I have made some seriously arseways decisions, and I just didn't want that to happen this time round. I think, for what it's worth, I think if... Oh, there's a car going outside, and it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, nearly. Random. I think if my ex couldn't have taken Topsy and Nev, I think I would have had to keep them. Not because I would have had to. Sorry, I phrased that wrong. They're adult cats, and part of the thing, if you like, for rehoming them was that they would be loved and looked after, and I would not want to put them in some kind of cattery or cat shelter, because I just don't think it would be fair on them. They've been free roaming, they know they've been loved. I was watching a program about cats on the telly a few weeks ago saying how disloyal, I do beg your pardon, they are, and, you know, how they don't need you and they go off and do their own thing. But they hopefully know they've been loved. And, you know, I really, really would not want them both to be in a situation where they weren't. So I think, you know, I'll put it this way, I'm just... in one respect, I'm glad it's happened as it has. In other news, I suppose on a more trivial note, I upgraded to iOS 7 the other day and did not like it one bit. I'm still kind of getting used to this new layout and everything. Unfortunately, the voice that I'm using, Daniel, has actually gone back to normal. It was on the compact voice before, and it sounded absolutely hideous. And I mean really hideous. There were some bits that I couldn't actually understand what it was saying. It was that bad. Perhaps if I move over a bit, I might talk a bit less, like a strangled duck. That sounds a bit better. So, I'm still sort of coming to terms with iOS 7. And on a bit of a happier note, Amy's coming down next week, so I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to be doing a few bits and pieces. Apart from that, I think that's more or less it. I know it seems a bit of a waste doing a two-parter for all this bollocks, but I think it needed to be done. So, because I did put on Facebook the other day about endings, beginnings, new things happening, old things happening. My flat looks huge. Now all that furniture's gone, it looks absolutely enormous. It's massive. I wouldn't recognise it. I get lost in my lounge now. It's great. I thought I'd better boo and explain what's been going on, really, because a couple of people have put on Facebook, intriguing and all that kind of stuff. But apart from that, I don't think there's much news at the moment. There might be in a couple of days. But at the moment, that's it. I think I've shocked everybody. A lot of people probably will listen to this and probably not care less. But, you know, some people might be a bit sort of surprised or whatever by at least some of the news. So, I think I will probably quit there and think seriously about putting a book on or something and going to sleep. Not to my book. I never go to sleep with noise on. But I've got a big back catalogue of New Books magazines from the RNIB, because they ballsed up and have been sending me print copies for the last 6 months instead of daisy copies. So I've got loads of New Books magazines to look through and bookmark good sounding ones, because I've got to send back my talking books on Monday and get some new ones. So it will be nice to get some new titles, I think. I'll certainly need to sit down and have a good read after this few days. It's been absolutely manic. But I shall leave it there and wish everybody a good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever part of the world you happen to be listening to this.